Paula Abdul settles lawsuit alleging sexual assault by American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow. By Breitbart News on December 14, 2024. Los Angeles, AP, Paula Abdul and former American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow have agreed to settle a lawsuit in which she alleged he sexually assaulted her in the early 2000s when she was a judge on the show. Abdul filed a notice of settlement of the case in Los Angeles Superior Court on Thursday. It still must be approved by a judge. I am grateful that this chapter has successfully come to a close and is now something I can now put behind me, Abdul said in a statement Friday. This has been a long and hard-fought personal battle. I hope my experience can serve to inspire other women facing similar struggles to overcome their own challenges with dignity and respect, so that they too can turn the page and begin a new chapter of their lives. In his own statement, Lithgow said, "We live in a troubling time where a person is now automatically assumed to be guilty until proven innocent, a process that can take years. That is why, like Paula, I am glad to be able to put this behind me. I know the truth and that gives me great comfort." The court filing said the settlement was unconditional, but did not reveal the terms, and Abdul's attorney Melissa Eubanks said she could not comment on them. The lawsuit filed nearly a year ago had also accused Lithgow of sexually assaulting Abdul after she left American Idol and became a judge on Lithgow's other competition show, So You Think You Can Dance. Lithgow said at the time that he was shocked and saddened by the allegations, which he called an appalling smear. After other lawsuits were filed alleging sexual misconduct, Lithgow stepped down in January from his role as a judge on So You Think You Can Dance. The 75-year-old English-born producer has been a prominent TV producer for decades in both the UK and the US, working on reality competition shows including American Idol. The Associated Press generally does not identify alleged victims of sexual assault unless they come forward publicly, as Abdul has done. Abdul, a Grammy and Emmy-winning singer and dancer, said in the lawsuit that she remained silent for years about the alleged assaults out of fear of retaliation by one of the most well-known producers of television competition shows. She alleged that the first sexual assault occurred while Abdul and Lithgow were on the road filming auditions for an early season of American Idol, which premiered in 2002. Abdul says Lithgow groped her in the elevator of their hotel after a day of filming and began shoving his tongue down her throat. Abdul pushed him away and ran to her hotel room when the elevator doors opened. In tears, Abdul quickly called one of her representatives to inform them of the assault. The lawsuit says, but ultimately decided not to take action for fear that Lithgow would have her fired. Abdul starred as a judge for the first 8 seasons, leaving in 2009. In 2015, Abdul became a judge on So You Think You Can Dance, appearing alongside Lithgow. Around that time, Abdul alleged in the lawsuit, Lithgow forced himself on top of her during a dinner at his home and tried to kiss her. Abdul said she again pushed Lithgow away and immediately left. Abdul left that reality show after 2 seasons. She has not worked with Lithgow since. In a statement at the time of the suit, Lithgow said, "While Paula's history of erratic behavior is well known, I can't pretend to understand exactly why she would file a lawsuit that she must know is untrue."